Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and this is The Uplift, a weekly devotional podcast for normal people who just need an extra boost. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Acts 4, verse 12. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. So here's the thing about this verse. It doesn't mean what you think it means. By that I mean it doesn't mean that if you don't believe in Jesus, you're going to hell, which I think is how some people hear it. And I want to change that perception today, if I can. This isn't a threat, this verse. It is grace. But when you've only heard it as a threat in the past, then that's how you kind of always hear it. But listen to it again. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among mortals by which we must be saved. This isn't a threat, y'all. This is a reminder, a gorgeous, amazing, freeing reminder of what it means that we have a God who loves us and calls us beloved. It's just all grace. Oh, I get teary just saying it. Because here's the thing. I try to make a lot of things be the thing that's going to save me, right? Exercise will save me. Eating right will save me. Doing the right thing will save me. Being kind will save me. Believing the right stuff about the right things will save me. When I'm really, really brutally honest, what I'm saying there is, I think I can save me. That it's my theology and my doctrine and my good hard work and my love that will save me. It's a lot of me. Do you know what's missing in that list? God. This verse from the early church is a reminder to all of us in the church now that it is God's work and God's love and God's grace that saves us. We need this reminder. We need to remember this when things are going well and we think we deserve an award for all our wonderfulness that is obviously being rewarded by our good life right now. And it is also what we need to remember when crap hits the fan. And somehow in our head we think we're to blame because we didn't eat right or we didn't exercise or we didn't do the right thing. And somehow we need to do more and be better and try harder in order for the good things to happen. If you're honest with yourself today, what things do you hope save you? What things do you try to make your salvation? These are two really, really hard questions to ask yourself. I know, but living this other way, trying to make your salvation and your forgiveness and your worthiness all on you, is just not the way God wants it to be. And note that part in this verse where it says salvation given by mortals, which also means you don't have to listen to what someone else tells you that you need to do in order that you might be saved. Hear me when I say, Uplifters, God saved you already. God forgave you already. God has loved you already and loves you still. No matter what you've done, no matter what you might do, no matter how worthy you feel or all the ways you've tried to save yourself, God loves you already. See, this verse to me is a reminder that I need on the regular that all those other things I think will save me are definitely going to fail. They will not hold up. They will not stand against the crap of this life. All the other people we think will save us, the relationships, the friendships, the spousal relationships that will save us, including the way we think we can save ourselves, they will also all fail. But God does not. God does not fail. God does not stop loving you or forgiving you or offering you grace. And that is salvation. That is what that word means. So hear it again. Hear the grace, the good news in this verse, the freedom that you get in knowing God does not fail in loving and saving you. There is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven or given among mortals by which we must be saved. Amen. The Uplift podcast you just heard represents a whole community of uplifters. People who are going through something difficult or have gone through something difficult, who needed something more than trite answers and cheesy cliches. This community now includes you. If you know someone who needs to hear something good today, please invite them into this little group of uplifters by passing it along. If you want more information, if you want to sign up for a weekly email or send me a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Lastly, a thank you to Nate Bergengren, who I am now bequeathing the title of podcast producer, for his work getting these recordings out into the internet by way of magic? I don't actually know how it works. And also for composing the music you hear at the beginning and end of each podcast. He's the best.